as law enforcement begin the task of investigating last night's mass shooting in Las Vegas. We're also getting word of a decision in another mass shooting event that happened here in Southern California a couple of years ago. A federal judge ruled that the FBI does not have to reveal the identity of a vendor who accessed information on an iPhone used by one of the shooters in the December 2015 San Bernardino terror attack. That attack killed 14 people. Kevin Roderick is here with today's LA Observe to talk about it. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
And remind us what this back and forth was about between investigators and Apple, which, of course, this was the iPhone that these investigators were trying to unlock.
Remember, the FBI wanted to get access to one of the shooter's iPhones, went to Apple and asked for help, did not get that help, and found an outside vendor to help them basically crack into this iPhone. They did it successfully, and three media organizations have been asking for the FBI to reveal, one, the name of the vendor that used to access the phone, how they accessed the phone, and also a little bit of what they found out. And it ended up going to court.
This is what the judge ruled on. These were FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests by these media outlets. This was the iPhone that Syed Rizwan Farooq used for his job as a health inspector for San Bernardino. Why did the FBI say it needed to unlock this phone? What were they going to find in this phone?
Well, they didn't know until they opened it up, right? And you're doing an investigation like that. There's all kinds of things you want to know. You want to turn over every stone. But it's an unsettled part of the law is the access that FBI and any law enforcement has to someone's locked iPhone. So the judge ruled is a couple of things that will have some lasting impact. One is that it could potentially harm national security to require the FBI to release information about how it got into the phone and also even the name of the vendor, because it could come back on that vendor who doesn't have the protections that the FBI has in terms of keeping its systems safe. So the judge made kind of a wide ruling about this.
A wide ruling, and you say it could affect, or the judge believes that it could affect national security. But this is also personal security, personal security of someone's iPhone. And if there's a vendor out there, no matter what cost it is to unlock a phone that can do that, doesn't that give us pause?
Well, it's certainly a big mystery about how is it that they can get into an iPhone, right? And we can't.
Yeah.
And we don't know personally of a lot of vendors who can, right? So I think increasingly people are worried about the security of their phones as they hear that when you enter foreign countries, even entering back into the United States, border officials are now requiring people, including some journalists, to unlock their phone, provide their passwords to get into phones. So this question of how much privacy do we have in our phones and in our social media practices, do you have to show them to law enforcement without any kind of a warrant or even any kind of probable cause? It's an issue of the law that a lot of media organizations and also free speech organizations are very curious about.
And we are, too, as the story continues to progress. But this ruling, the latest into this back and forth between the FBI and Apple and these media outlets, we're talking about Vice News, USA Today, and the Associated Press that wanted this information and something that we'll continue to cover. Kevin Roderick with today's LA Observe. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.